Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our literature unit.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new book to talk about over the next couple of lessons. It's called Super Frog Saves Tokyo.
Yeah. I can't think of anything more suited to save Tokyo than a frog if Tokyo needs saving. It seems to be doing pretty well by itself, but we're talking about a book about a frog that saves Tokyo. In fact, it's entitled Super Frog Saves Tokyo. And like we always do, we're going to summarize our featured book today.
Uh-huh.
And then in our next program, we'll talk about the author. And then on the third day, we'll go back to that story again and analyze it for you.
Talk about the themes in the third lesson. That's right. This author we're talking about today is really very popular. He's not just popular in Asia either. He's popular in the West as well.
Mm.
I have to admit, I have not read this book, but I enjoyed reading the summary of the plot and learning a little bit more about this particular author. He didn't grow up wanting to be a writer. He actually was really into jazz music, and we're going to talk about how his path led him to begin writing novels.
Indeed. So let's get to it. How can you become a writer after you've had a love of jazz? I can't understand that. If you love jazz, why would you want to do anything else? But we'll find out how Haruki Murakami did it in today's lesson. Let's talk about his short story now, Super Frog Saves Tokyo.
Haruki Murakami is Japan's most popular contemporary author. Super Frog Saves Tokyo, a short story from his book, After the Quake, begins with Katagari, a bill collector for a bank, being visited by a giant talking frog named Frog. The odd amphibian informs Katagari that Tokyo will be destroyed by a massive earthquake in 3 days. Frog explains that this catastrophe will be caused by an enormous worm that's sleeping underground, but the disaster can be averted. The worm has been unconscious for years, absorbing the vibrations of the world, which it then transforms into rage. The worm has stored the rage inside, but it's building up and is now ready to explode. Frog asks Katagari to go underground with him and battle the worm to prevent the earthquake. Katagari accepts the mission, but on the night they're set to fight the worm, Katagari is shot while coming home from work and falls into a coma. He later awakens in a hospital room and learns that the date of doomsday passed and no earthquake occurred. After the medical staff leave, a wounded frog appears in Katagari's hospital room. Katagari starts to apologize for not joining the fight, but Frog assures Katagari that he did assist in the battle while he was unconscious. The battle took place in their imaginations, and Katagari used a foot-powered generator to produce light that helped dispel the underground darkness. Ultimately, the fight ended in a draw, which merely delayed the earthquake. After delivering this news, Frog starts twitching violently, and insects crawl out of his body. Katagari screams, but when the nurse enters the room, she doesn't find Frog or any bugs. She tells Katagari he has had another nightmare and gives him an injection that makes him slowly drift into a deep slumber.
Okay, let's talk about today's lesson, Murakami's Magical Odyssey. This is the first day that we're going to be talking about this. And this is an author's name, Haruki Murakami. He is Japan's most popular contemporary author. If something's contemporary, it's modern. It's happening in modern times, living at the same time.
Yeah, right now. So if I talk about contemporary jazz, it's jazz that you can hear being played in restaurants and bars and jazz clubs all around the world. It's today's sort of thing. So he is a very popular author right now. A lot of people like contemporary furniture as opposed to antique furniture, furniture that was made over 100 years ago. So he's a contemporary author, and he's very, very popular. He He's actually Japan's most popular contemporary author, so he's a big deal. His book, or short story that is, called Super Frog Saves Tokyo, is what we're going to be focusing on for the next couple of lessons.
Right, so this is actually a short story from a book entitled After the Quake. Quake here is just short for earthquake. So, hey, if you like this story, there are plenty more just like it in this very same book. Quite a good deal there. And this particular story begins with Katagari. Who's Katagari? Well, this person is a bill collector for a bank. If you're a bill collector, you go out and you try to collect money from people who owe you money. Mm-hmm. In this case, I guess these people owe the bank money, so he goes out, knocks on their door and says, hey, you owe the bank money, excuse me, so you better pay up or you're going to be punished. And here, this bill collector, Katagari, is being visited by a giant talking frog named Frog. So that's kind of a passive construct, and we could say the frog is visiting the bill collector, or the bill collector is being visited by the frog.
It's kind of it sounds like my sister who has a cat, and she actually named her cat Cat. Which is silly, huh?
Yeah.
This poor frog doesn't have a real name. Well, we call it Frog, and we know it's his real name is capitalized, okay, Frog. He's an odd amphibian. An amphibian is an animal like a frog or a toad that can live both on the land and in water. They can do both. He's odd, so he's a little strange, a little weird. Any frog that can talk, I think, would be kind of odd.
Yeah.
So he's odd, and he informs or tells Katagari that Tokyo is going to be destroyed by a massive earthquake in just 3 days. If it's massive, it's huge. It's so big. It's going to be very destructive. So he's kind of saying, hey, I'm warning you, Tokyo is going to be completely destroyed in 3 days.
It's going to be a massive earthquake. That typhoon that hit the Philippines last year was a massive hurricane. Lots of people lost their lives then. So here, it's going to be a huge earthquake, a colossal, very large, massive earthquake, which will strike Tokyo in just 3 days. And Frog explains that this catastrophe will be caused by an enormous worm that is sleeping underground. But the disaster can be averted. I thought earthquakes were caused by faults kind of slipping against each other, you know, plates and stuff like that, and then you get these big earthquakes. But no, no, no. Frog explains that this earthquake is going to be different. It's going to be caused by this sleeping worm. It's an enormous worm, and we're describing this earthquake as a catastrophe, which is like a huge disaster.
It's a very terrible disaster. It can be a natural disaster, or it could be man-made. Like, we had a huge oil spill over by the Gulf of Mexico near the United States in New Orleans, and that was a huge catastrophe. A lot of fish and sea life died. They couldn't fish in the oceans for so long. It could be a natural disaster. It could be an earthquake or a huge typhoon or, in this case, an earthquake caused by an enormous worm. Now, if you know what a worm is, it's that little insect that we often put on a hook and then use to go fishing for fish. Mm-hmm. We used to use worms when I was growing up and would go fishing with my dad. But this worm is huge. Enormous means very, very great in size. It could be a mount as well. I wish I had an enormous apartment, but I do not. Oh. Well, this enormous worm has been sleeping underground, so we really haven't been able to see him. But here's the good news. This disaster or catastrophe can be averted. To avert something means you prevent something bad from happening. Maybe you've been riding on a motor scooter and you see an accident up ahead and you want to avert it or go around it so that you don't get involved in it as well. Anytime you can avert a disaster, it's a good thing, but usually with natural disasters, there's nothing we can do.
It's kind of hard to avoid them or to avert them. But in this case here, the frog says, yeah, there's going to be this earthquake, but hey, there's something you can do to stop it. This disaster can be averted. Well, the worm has been unconscious for years. Huh. If you're unconscious, you're not conscious, which means you basically are not awake. You're not aware of what's going on around you. You're kind of asleep, but you're not really sleeping like you do at night. You just can't wake up. You're kind of in a coma.
Yeah, it can be a short time that you're unconscious. This worm has been unconscious for years. So you can be unconscious if someone hits you on the head pretty hard. Maybe you've played sports before and been hit by a ball or something and been knocked unconscious. We'll often use knocked as the verb to be knocked unconscious. This worm has been unconscious for years. We don't really know why, at least from this summary. But while he's been unconscious or not awake, he's been absorbing the vibrations of the world.
Ooh.
If you absorb something, it means you take something in. You could absorb liquid if you're a sponge. Or if you're a student, we can use it in a non-literal way. We could say, I'm absorbing all the teacher's telling me. You're taking it in, you're learning it, and you're keeping it inside.
Because it's very, very interesting, and you have your attention totally focused on that thing. Something can be absorbing. A movie could be absorbing. But here, he's just kind of sucking in or taking in all those vibrations and storing them inside his body. A vibration is when something goes back and forth, blah, 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 back and forth. It's all part of vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquakes, of course, involve lots of vibrations, or, you know, radio frequencies are different vibrations of radio waves in the air. And so here these vibrations come from all different parts of the world. And then all these vibrations will then be transformed into rage.
Oh.
And rage, of course, is a state of complete and total anger, uncontrollable anger.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we don't have parents who fly into a rage, or a boss who flies into a rage every once in a while. I used to have a boss like that.
Really?
Yeah, thinking back, it was kind of funny, but at the time, it wasn't funny because you thought you could get fired or something if the boss flew into a rage. But that's something else that we're going to talk about some other time. But right now, I think we've reached the midway point of our lesson. Let's take a break and listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十五单元。今天这个单元谈的是文学作品。我们要介绍的是大家都认识的一位日本最受欢迎的当代作家。他的英文名呢，这边写 Haruki Murakami。就是村上春树。我们今天来看看村上春树他有什么作品，还有他伟大的地方。那首先呢，就提到了这里有一个短篇的小说，这个短篇小说呢叫做 Super Frog Saves Tokyo， 青蛙老弟救东京。那其实呢，这是从他的书里面，这个神的孩子都在跳舞，他英文名字 After the Quake， 这个书里面的一个短篇故事。那这个故事呢，内容是讲什么？好，我们看到这边他提到 begins with， 好，用什么来做开场，以什么来开始 begins with， 它的起源就是先从一位叫做 frog 青蛙老弟，而且呢这只青蛙去拜访银行催账员，故事开始是这样写的。好，但是呢我们要再往下看，下面就说了，那这个很奇怪的青蛙，这个青蛙是一个两栖动物。我们看到这个字 amphibian， amphibian 这个单字呢看起来好像很难，但是我们注意到单字是可以切开来看的。以这个字来说，前半是 amphi， 其实呢这个字跟这个字首，它讲的就是两侧、两肋或者是周围，所以Amphibian 就是两栖动物。那我们知道青蛙是两栖动物，那它呢告诉 Katagari， 也就是它告诉片童它说什么。我们这边再学一个片语， inform somebody that， 后面加子句，这表示通知或告知。但是有时候我们要学的是 inform， 它后面呢它可以告知某人，然后接 of。Inform somebody of something 就直接接名词，这里是接 that 子句。接下来我们要看的地方，也就是故事后来发展到了青蛙呢，它解释说，会有一只沉睡在地底下的大蚯蚓引发一场大灾难。而他说这个灾难是可以怎么样呢？好，这个单字我们要注意 avert it， averted, be averted 就是被避免，所以 avert 其实这个动词它就是代表 prevent， 也就是避免。好，下面这一段呢，有一个字它提到说这个大蚯蚓啊，它已经怎么样 unconscious。Unconscious 这个字就表示失去知觉，这个字首 un 它当然就是代表否定， conscious 是有知觉的， unconscious 就是没有知觉，它已经多年呢失去了知觉。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're giving you a summary of the short story Super Frog Saves Tokyo by Haruki Murakami. He's one of Japan's most popular contemporary authors, and it's a short story, so check it out. It's in the book After the Quake, and so far we've been talking about this frog who is warning that Tokyo will be destroyed by a catastrophic earthquake in just 3 days, but it can be averted. And the earthquake will be caused by this worm, which has been absorbing vibrations of the world for many years. It's been unconscious. It's a huge worm sleeping underground. Now, the worm has stored the rage inside. The rage, the uncontrollable anger, it's been stored up.
Oh.
But it's building up, and it is now ready to explode like a volcano. The force just builds up until it can't be held back anymore, and then it explodes. And to explode just means something bursts. It lets out all the energy that has been stored, like a bomb can explode.
Well, Frog asked Katagotti to go underground with him. He's going to help him battle the worm. So they're going to take on the worm and battle him to prevent the earthquake or to avert the earthquake, to make sure it doesn't happen. Katagotti says, okay, I'll accept this mission. This is what we're going to go do. But on the very night that they're set to fight the worm, this is when they've planned to do it. They're ready to go fight the worm. Unfortunately, Katagotti is shot. Someone shoots him.
With a gun.
While coming home from work. And the result is, I guess it was a pretty bad shot. It hurt him quite severely, and he falls into a coma.
Ooh.
A coma, as Tom mentioned earlier, is a state of being unconscious, but it usually can last for quite a long time. We don't know whether people in comas can hear us or are thinking. We honestly don't know what's going on when they're in this coma, but a lot of times when somebody is very sick or their brain has been injured especially, or they've lost too much blood, they will go into a coma. You just have to wait for them to wake up. There's nothing we can do to bring them out of the coma.
The bill collector, Katagotti, is shot when he's coming home from work, and he falls into a coma. But fortunately, he later awakens, or you could say he woke up. He arose from sleep. He's now conscious.
Or he later wakes up, you could say.
Indeed. And he's in a hospital room. And then he learns that the date of doomsday passed and no earthquake occurred. Doomsday here just refers to the end of the world, which every religion in the world seems to predict. Oh, the world's going to end soon. We better shape up or we're going to be in big trouble.
Wow.
So, yes, doomsday, the end of the world when everybody dies and the earth is destroyed. But, well, the date of doomsday for Tokyo had already passed by and no earthquake had occurred, so I guess the frog was wrong.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or maybe he was right, but they did what they were supposed to do to avert the disaster, because it did say earlier that, yes, this earthquake's going to happen, but it can be averted.
Well, now we're going to find out what really happened. They've got medical staff that are taking care of Katagotti. Remember, he's in a hospital. And they leave the room, they leave him alone, and then a wounded frog appears. If you're wounded, you've been injured somehow. Maybe someone hurt you, or a weapon was used to hurt you. Maybe someone stabbed him or shot him. We don't know why he's wounded or injured, we could say. He suddenly appears in Katagotti's hospital room. And Katagotti feels terrible. Remember, he was supposed to help Frog fight the worm. but then was shot and ended up in the hospital. He starts to apologize. If you apologize, it just means you say you're sorry about doing something, or maybe you hurt someone's feelings, or you didn't show up when you were supposed to for a date, and the date was upset at you. Oh, why didn't you show up? I had a restaurant and, you know, reservation for us. He starts to say, oh, I'm really sorry because I wasn't able to help you fight the worm. But Frog then assures Katagari that he did assist him. While he was unconscious. I didn't know we could actually fight people while we were in a coma. If you assure someone, you just tell someone in a very strong way that something's true or something will happen. You tell them everything's okay.
Indeed. So don't worry about it. You did help me. You did assist in the battle. To assist means to help. People playing basketball, for example, will pass the ball to the person who scores, and that person assists or gets an assist.
Uh-huh.
I guess Jeremy Lin is pretty good at assisting his teammates. He doesn't try to get all the glory himself. And here, yes, you did assist in that battle when we were supposed to fight that worm. You were still unconscious. You were in that coma, but somehow you managed to help me defeat that worm. The battle took place in their imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
What a good place for it to take place. In your imagination, just in your mind, what you're thinking of, what you're creating in your mind. And Katagari, the bill collector, used a foot-powered generator to produce light that helped dispel the underground darkness. A generator is a special kind of machine that produces electricity. Sometimes in the night markets you see them.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not so much, but, you know, they're run by motors, gasoline, and they're running, and then they produce electric power. But this one's foot-powered, so I guess you sort of pedal it like a bicycle in order to produce that power.
And if you dispel something, you get rid of it. You help it disappear. Usually we dispel things like rumors. If someone's gossiping about someone, you might want to dispel those rumors. Make sure they go away and are not shared. Here we're dispelling darkness. We're getting rid of the darkness underground. So it's interesting that this foot-powered generator was able to produce the light that they needed to help get rid of the darkness. Of course, light will dispel darkness because once light is there, it's no longer dark.
And ultimately, finally, in the end, the fight ended in a draw, which means it was a tie. Nobody won, nobody lost. It was a tie. And that merely delayed the earthquake. It would come later.
Mm.
And after delivering this news, Frog starts twitching, which means you kind of jerk suddenly.
Yeah.
Usually, you can't control it, so the frog starts twitching, and then insects crawl out of his body. That's gross! To crawl means to move on all fours, on your legs and knees.
Babies crawl before they walk.
Alligators crawl.
True.
And so we got these bugs crawling out of the body of the frog, and Katagari screams. I would scream, too, if I saw that. But when the nurse enters the room, she doesn't find Frog or any bugs.
Mm.
So there's no frog there and bugs. Is that something in their imagination?
Interesting, huh? Well, the nurse tells Katagari he has had another nightmare. So I guess he's had some other nightmares that she has seen him have, too. A nightmare is a very scary or bad dream. I usually wake up if I have a really bad nightmare because I can't sleep.
Usually, I almost never have nightmares.
Really? Someone's usually chasing me with a knife or I'm on a stage singing and I don't have all my clothes on. That's a nightmare, too. Well, she gives him an injection. An injection is another word for a shot. If you go to the doctor and you're sick and you need some medicine, sometimes instead of chewing it or swallowing a pill, they'll give you a shot. It's with a needle. Yuck.
Ooh.
An injection is a more formal way of saying shot. We usually just say she gives him a shot. And that makes him slowly drift into a deep slumber. If you drift into sleep, it just means you're changing slowly from being awake to going to sleep. Sometimes patients, if they're in the hospital, will drift in and out of consciousness all day. Remember, we talked about being unconscious. Sometimes people are conscious and then drift into unconsciousness and then come back. Slumber is a literary term that we use to talk about sleeping. It just means sleep.
Indeed. So I guess we'll have to drift into slumber now as we finish our lesson. Let's listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
接下来我们再来看提到这只大蚯蚓啊，它呢是把愤怒储藏在体内，然后呢准备要爆发了。那这个故事当然发展到后来，他又说到说青蛙呢就决定邀这个片童啊一起到地底下，然后跟大蚯蚓战斗，来预防这个地震的发生。他就接受他的任务，他接受任务之后，可是他却怎么样？片童却 is shot while coming home from work， 当然就是表示他回家下班的时候在路上被枪击。这个地方 while 直接接 coming home， 这就是一个标准的分词构句。我们知道分词构句当然省略了主词，然后相同的主词不要了，动作改成 ing。 那接下来呢，我们再来看下面这一段。下面呢，当然故事继续发生，提到说，哎，他不是遭到枪击吗？然后送医。那这时候，在医护人员离开的时候呢，一只受伤的青蛙 ，wounded a wounded frog， 这是受伤的青蛙出现在他病房里面。然后呢，这个片童呢，本来是要道歉的，可是呢，青蛙却说，其实他在失去意识的时候，他真的有帮助打斗战争。好，我们到这边来，先看到下面这边提到战争发生，然后呢，说这个战争发生的时候，这个片童呢，他是用什么样的一个机器？他是用一个脚踏式的发电机 ，foot powered generator。我们看到这里 ，foot powered 这种其实就是所谓的复合形容词。我们这个复合形容词的来源呢，往往是有很多种形式。有的时候呢，前面就是像这样有一个名词，后面呢有一个过去分词 powered， 也就是说它是用脚来启动、来发动的这样的一个发电机，用这样的发电机来制造光线，然后驱逐地底下的黑暗。当然，最后这里我们再看有一个单字，他说 ultimately。Ultimately 其实就相当于其他的字，像 eventually 或者是偏于 in the end， 或者是另外一个更简单的单字 finally， 哦，甚至于有一个偏语是 at last， 也就是最后，最后的时候怎么样收场呢？他说 the fight ended in a draw。 我们再留意一下这个 ended in， 前面我们不是说故事的开场怎么开场的，你用 begin with，当你说它结束是怎么收场的，怎么结局的，是 end in， 那后面接的是一个名词 a draw， 就是指平手，不分胜负，所以也就是它是以不分胜负，双方打平来收场。
That brings us to the end of our lesson for today, everybody. Make sure you join us again next time when we actually talk about the author of our featured story for today, Haruki Murakami. We look forward to your joining us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.